Right. So, Hala, you're right. I mean, this report released literally about a minute and 40 seconds ago, but the government report squarely focuses on the human impact of climate change for people here in the United States using real life examples. I'm going to tick through some of the quick highlights that I'm seeing in my first read here. It says people who are already vulnerable, including low income and other marginalized communities, will feel the impacts the most. This report goes on to talk about the health impact, the economic costs and the impact on transportation infrastructure. And it's very specific according to regions here in the United States. As it relates to the economic impact, the report says that the expected the climate change is expected to cause substantial net damage to the U.S. economy throughout this century. Annual losses in some economic sectors are projected to reach hundreds of billions of dollars by the end of the century. So quite pricey. They also go on to say the frequency of severity in allergic illnesses, including asthma and hay fever, are expected to increase as a result of climate change. More people will be exposed to things like ticks carrying Lyme disease, mosquitoes that transmit viruses like Zika, mm-hmm. West Nile virus, and dengue fever. So that will become more prominent when it comes to agriculture and our food sources. It specifically talks about the Midwest, and it says increases in temperatures during the growing season in the Midwest are projected to be the largest contributing factor to declines in productivity of U.S. agriculture. And obviously that impacts not just people in the United States, but as we export, it impacts people who rely on our export as well. I mean, this is a lengthy report, 29 chapters, hundreds and hundreds of pages. But the bottom line is that this report is really zeroing in on how does it affect the people. And this issue of climate change is often looked at as something that's far off, something we'll deal with in the distant future. But this report is making it clear we're dealing with the effects today as we speak.